Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, boy. There he is.
New Orleans.
Ike is taking us to New Orleans. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly planning our trip to New Orleans.
Is there Chickie's in New Orleans?
I don't think so.
Come on, Pete.
I'd be shocked if there isn't.
Yeah.
They're everywhere else.
Yeah, they can do well in New Orleans.
The Brandon Graham Show tonight and every Monday night at 6, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore.
He's just yelling Cooper DeJean.
Are you going to let me talk?
What's about Cooper DeJean and the Players Lounge? That's what I'm talking about. Pete's yelling at us to say Cooper DeJean.
I was about to say Cooper DeJean.
It's a big win yesterday, Spike.
Pete's like Herb.
Everybody's like Herb right now.
This guy.
Let Spike concentrate, man.
Well, let me.
Why'd you go to a phone call?
Because I'm going to kill you. Because I just tried to say three sentences and you talked twice in the middle of the three sentences. I'm just trying to set up the segment.
All right.
Nick in Collegeville, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
What's up, Nick?
I think we're doing all right.
The trio at two, that's what I'm going to say.
The trio of two.
And Coop, the Cooper DeJean, the tackling machine. That's all I got to say. Coop in the house.
How about that?
We call Friday, and before we argued about Patrick or Patricia, I said, we're going to dominate Cincinnati because they stink. Now, they don't stink, but I just thought this team was trending in a positive direction, and I saw some things out of Cleveland and the Giants game that I thought they could replicate on Sunday. And Jack can show you my little bet slip, plus 1,000 parlay for the Eagles, cashed it all. The birds are back.
Well, I think you should be careful in saying that the Bengals aren't good, because to mean as much as we want it to mean, the Bengals have to be good. So they were underdogs on Sunday, yeah. And they were, you know, just to put it in perspective, I take the line of the game to be important. It's not everything, but it's important. We're only 3-point favorites against the Giants, and then we were dogs in Cincinnati. So, you know, it wasn't just people in Philadelphia who were questioning whether the Eagles were any good. I think, because Pittsburgh is a 6-point favorite over the Giants, I think it was everybody that was questioning whether the Eagles were any good. And I think winning that game in Cincinnati with them being in this situation that they're in, that's a big win. That's a truly quality win. And I think that win is much more impressive than the Packers win, even though the Packers are a better team. The Packers game,
they are now.
Yeah,
I think the Packers are a better team now. I think we played them today. I think we could still win that game, but I think we had them at a disadvantage. We just seemed a little more organized as a squad.
Yeah, we might just be the better team.
We might, yeah.
Right. We act like the Packers are blowing the doors off for everybody. No, they're squeaking by in wins, too.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Love is hiding a lot of the flaws they have. But, no, listen, I felt confident in this team. I thought there were a lot of things they kind of showed they were trending for. Look, what's the one thing I yelled about on Friday? Well, a lot of things. But one of the things was, like, there was a 10-yard by 40-yard slot in the middle of the field. It's not the Bermuda triangle, but Bermuda rectangle for him. Mm-hmm. And he went down to me. He went to Devontae all the way in the end zone. But he hit a couple ones short, 10, 15 yards down, 10, 15 yards in the middle of the field. Like, and you see, when he's behind center and all these guys.
Like, saw yesterday. You, how many plays?
All these guys.
21 plays
the
under center.
Looks different.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it looks different.
Yeah.
Well, the offense looks different because he's embracing what they're asking him to do. I want that to be known to everybody. It's not like everybody wants to create this. Nick Sirianni was messing up the play calling earlier in the year. Now he's let Kellen Moore do his own thing. No, that's not been the case. What has happened is Jalen is starting to embrace the things they need him to do to expand the offense, to do some of the things he hasn't necessarily been comfortable with doing. Now he's sort of embracing it, and he's seeing the results of it.
Well, and we heard from two different people last week. I think it was Baldy, maybe it was Jaws as well. That RPO offense mm-hmm. is dead across right. the NFL. So if Jalen thought, look, I did this in 22, we can do it this way and it can work, it's just defenses have adjusted to it, and it's not going to work as well anymore. And from a run game perspective, so we keep going back to we're a running team. Okay, cool. But that means more than more touches for Saquon Barkley.
Right.
It means structurally – What are you doing? What looks are you giving?
Schematically. What are we running? Yes.
And when you look at him under center, specifically, by the way, when they have fullback in there as well.
Ben Van Summer. Spartan Dog. Yep.
Everything looks better. Mm-hmm. And it gives Saquon an opportunity to get 4 and 5 and yes. 6 yard gains without doing anything other than running straight forward where the hole mm-hmm. is. You know, when you're in shotgun, he almost has to make a move before he does anything. I know it gives Jalen an advantage, but I think it puts Saquon at a disadvantage. You can see when they're under center, not only does the run game work better, but it does another thing. It does something else. When he's under center, they're almost always going to stack the box because they're almost sure it's going to be
you got to defend against the run first.
Right.
So you have to commit to it.
And then the difference between a play-action pass out of when he's under center and the RPO thing where it's a fake that nobody buys, and even if they do give it to him, they're not worried about it anyway. It just makes everything work better, especially as a running team. So if they were going to redefine themselves as this, which they have, Saquon had another 108 yards yesterday. By the way, the way that I want to see him get it is in the second half of the game, specifically
sure.
in
yes,
that
sir.
Drive in the
I'm
fourth
okay.
quarter.
They stuck with it in the first half, though.
Yes.
It wasn't very successful, but they kept running it.
For sure.
Love it.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Mark's, marks-jewelers.com. Who deserves the most credit for the Eagles turning their season around? All right, four options here.
Ooh, who you got?
Sirianni rallying them, mm-hmm. Hurts fixing turnovers, mm-hmm. Vic Fangio, mm. and WIP holding them accountable.
Yeah, way to throw us in there.
Well, yeah. I just don't think we're getting enough credit.
I don't think it's nothing.
If we don't yell after the Browns game, I don't think you get this reaction.
Sure.
So what do you think is one? Hurts, Sirianni, Hurts, fishing
for
turnovers,
me, it's
Fangio.
Nick Sirianni.
Okay.
For me, it's Nick Sirianni.
So
it would be between Nick Sirianni and Jalen not turning the ball over anymore.
So 51% say Hurts fixing turnovers.
Okay.
18% Sirianni rallying them.
Okay.
18% Vic Fangio. And 13% WIP accountability.
Well, you know, damn well, we weren't getting that's more credit than I thought we
yeah,
would.
Yeah, I'm very happy with 13%.
We're hanging in there.
If we get 13% on the Twitter poll, it means in real life we deserve 25%.
Yeah.
That's all I'm
well,
saying.
Well, and I think it does lead to Elliot hopefully asking Nick about it at the press conference.
Message to Elliot.
Yes. In all seriousness, I do believe those top two vote-getters are the main reasons for why they've sort of turned their season around. Jalen has fixed some of the careless plays that he was having where you're forcing some of the action and is leading the turnovers, putting your team in a deficit or taking points off the board. Nick Sirianni has even sort of gotten out of the way from the standpoint of, I do believe in those first few games, he was trying to put his imprint on the game by his decisions to go for it on fourth down. I do believe that. I don't believe he was making play calls and all the other stuff, but I believe there were decisions made in the game that changed the momentum of games that I thought he could have made it a lot easier on his guys. Now, he's still being aggressive when he sees fit to do it, but there is something about respecting your opponent on the road and taking points when you need to take points there. So I want to make sure I give him credit for this team not unraveling, falling apart, and pointing the fingers at each other. Because I believe it has as much to do with that as it does the guys embracing what the coaches are asking them to do. The difference in the practices, that goes to Nick, the tackling in practice as far as tackling drills, putting on the pads. That's all Nick Sirianni. That's all Nick Sirianni. The speeches, the thing that rally these guys, that they sort of rally around and stick with each other, that's all Nick Sirianni standing up in front of his squad and delivering these messages, and they didn't fall apart. That has to go to the coach.
Well, two other
has to go to the coach.
Two other coaching notes. The first one on Sirianni, he repeatedly said defensively, look, we are not tackling the way that we supposed to.
Pointed it out, yes.
And the last 3 weeks, it looks like they have different players, to be honest with you, from a tackling standpoint. Now, I think one addition, having Cooper DeJean in there, is obviously a big advantage from a tackling standpoint.
Yep.
But they're all doing a better job doing that. And the second thing from a coaching standpoint is Jalen embracing these little aspects of the offense. Think about how many times he threw a ball to a receiver yesterday that looked like there was actual space.
Mm-hmm.
And because that allows Kellen Moore. People keep saying, well, Kellen Moore's got to scheme him open. But when he has limited options in terms of what he can call, it's a lot more difficult to scheme guys open. But there were guys open in the middle of the field yesterday.
He saw the field so much better yesterday.
Yep. And
he saw the field.
Even the curl stuff that AJ runs usually, there was one of them where he had 7 yards in between him and his defender, and I just think it gives the defender so much more that they have to think about when there are different options for us offensively, and you just see more guys open, which makes Jalen's job easier, by the way.
Jalen is trusting the offense, and he saw the field probably his best yesterday. Spread the ball around, Calcaterra catches, AJ catches, Devontae catches. Like, he spread the ball around yesterday, and you could see him sort of going through his progressions and being patient back there in the pocket versus leaving the pocket too early. You saw that yesterday.
And good quarterbacks do that. You saw with Burrow yesterday. Burrow doesn't just throw to Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow throws to everybody. And to be a good quarterback and have a good offense, you got to throw it.
How many passing attempts
did Jalen have?
Yeah.
20.
And he probably had two or three scrambles that was a called pass play made because he had no sacks.
Might have been,
so I'm wondering if there were a couple other pass play calls that he took off on. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is they didn't call more than 25 passing plays yesterday.
No, and the good thing is if there were scrambles, they were quick decisions for it.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many times where there is a lane for him to run and he doesn't take it, and then it's gone by the time he runs. Or he's got to run around the end or something by the time he runs. If it's not there and he takes it, now I know a few of those Jalen runs were definitely called runs.
Quarterback called runs, yeah.
But if there were scrambles that...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Turn into runs, and they're not sticking out in our mind. It just means he made the decision much more quickly. 215-592-9494. Before I get to your call, I want to talk to you about a mistake that you've made all summer. I told you to replace your old drafty windows. You didn't do it. Here we are on the borderline of winter. You still haven't done it. Just go Guida right now. They're going to make it more affordable if you go Guida right now and get it done before the winter. It's the buy one, get one half off sale for every door, every window you buy. The second one, 50% off. And you can mix and match. So you buy a door, let's say buy a patio door, but then you also need a window. Window becomes 50% off. You buy a couple windows, but, oh, I need a new entry door. I need a new screen door or something, 50% off. Mix and match all you want. The more you buy, the more you save. Also, you're going to start that entire project with no money down, interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Act now, because this is only for a limited time and there are restrictions. So call 877-GO-GOTTA. They'll give you full details and you can even get a free no obligation in-home estimate or go to gogotta.com. That's GOGUIDA.com. Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Casey?
Hey, we're good, y'all. What's good?
What's up?
What up, Casey?
I don't want to buy into like the Super Bowl thing just yet because the biggest issue is basically consistency. Like, we looked amazing yesterday. It does look like Jalen bought into whatever it is that they've been trying to preach. I do give Nick a ton of credit just because he didn't stand out as a problem. As long as Nick not standing out as a problem, he's doing fine because, I mean, we got the OCs and DCs that we should lean on. I do think Vic needs a lot more credit than what we're giving him. And I know we give him a little bit of credit. The defense looks tremendous compared to what they looked like and what we expected them to look like coming into the season. Nolan Smith, them young boys. I'm okay with Slay's little groin flaring up because I want to see them young boys come out there. Them young
Did you call
boys
it a little groin? Is this little groin flaring up?
Yeah, I want them to have a little – because I don't want to put no real injury on them just in case, you know, later we need them.
Just a week to week.
Believe me, we still need Slay. Yes.
Big play yesterday, too, by Slay.
A huge play in the end zone.
Yes.
And we have so much to talk about, but Isaiah Rodgers comes in, and that play, CJGJ, I guess, gets the interception, but that play by Isaiah Rodgers was awesome. That was an awesome play.
And Quinyon for dropped sure. another pick.
Yes. Now, this one wasn't quite as egregious as the other one.
That's a feel near the sidelines. Come on.
Yeah, nah, he was good. I want to see more of the young boys. I love Coop and Kenyon, whatever. I love all of that. I love everything about it. I just need consistency, bro. I don't want to jump off the porch too soon and then I'm looking stupid the next week.
Oh, Casey, suspend all of that, man. Live a little.
Be realistic, Casey. We need you.
Oh, man. Well, how much fun is it to be a fan when you're putting restraints on yourself, when you're putting limitations on your excitement?
Because I was a Bronco with you. That's why.
Yeah.
It's okay. We get back on the horse, though.
Real quarterback.
I played three bets this weekend and $1,000 each and lost three of them. So I can't put my faith in that.
$1,000 each?
What do you mean? That you put $1,000 on it or to win $1,000?
Yeah, to win $1,000.
Okay.
No. I bet $1,000.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you're out of control.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to get – look.
Jack's kid's got to go to college here. What
maybe,
are you doing?
Maybe call someone.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of safe stuff. I only bet on stuff that's supposed – like the Ravens were supposed to win the game.
Well, that's how they get your money, man. Yeah.
But you know, I'm back out here tonight. You got to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to bounce back Monday night, man.
Listen, you can't win it all back by not playing.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Whoa. All right. Thank you for the call.
Sorry. I watched a Luke. I saw a clip from Luke Bryan.
Yeah. All right. That is not how you should handle sports gambling. You can't win it back.
That's
by
a
not.
Great motto, man.
That's very easy to say when you throw $5 on a five-leg parlay.
Right, yeah.
Spike.
No, I'm trying to help
Kate
you.
Kate Otten plus 2,100 for two.
No, there's going to be responsible gambling around here. 215-592-9494. JT and Ballack-Kinwood. You're on WIP. What's up, JT?
Oh, yeah, I got to change that. I'm with a Langhorne, too. I ain't in Ballack-Kinwood no more. What's up, brother?
What's up, JT?
Well, thank God.
Cut it out. What's going on, though, man? Now, Spike?
Yeah.
Jack, I ain't taking that fake run from you because you're not really an Eagles fan. You're already dogging Jalen Hurts out. Like,
only one person on the show felt this run coming.
Yeah, all right. What kind of pie you like, Spike?
What do you mean?
What's your favorite pie?
I would say apple. I'm an apple piesman.
All right, I'm going to get you apple pie. I'm going to put some humble sauce in there too for you, though, brother.
What was that wrong about? What was I wrong about?
You just kept ragging hard on Jalen Hurts. Even now, you're giving him backhanded compliments talking about he missed the running lanes. Like, come on, bro. The backhanded compliment.
No. I wasn't. Wait, what? What's a backhanded compliment?
You said that there's lanes at times he can run and he's missing them. That's what you said. You said he'd be missing the running lanes.
That he what? I'm sorry.
That he's missing. That sometimes he doesn't see certain running lanes.
No. I'm saying he doesn't take them. Look, JT, here's the thing. I'll tell you about my job. You can do whatever you want. if I see Jalen Hurts not playing well, whether I like the Eagles or not, I do, obviously, I have to say, here's what I see. And the truth is that up until the this week, Jalen had not played well enough. It's the truth. He hadn't played well enough. He was not throwing the ball over the middle of the field. They were not under center. He was putting the ball in a bad position too many times. It's just the truth. And it doesn't make it impossible. I said this several times. It doesn't make it impossible that he gets better. But if you don't acknowledge when you're not playing well, you're never going to get better. So at no point did I say Jalen can't play better. I said Jalen's not playing well enough. And I don't think I need any humble pie. I didn't come into this weekend and say Jalen will never be good enough or that he can't play well against the Bengals. I said he needed to play better, and he did. And the only reason you're calling today and saying this is because in your heart, deep down, you knew he needed to play better too. And you knew it wasn't good enough. And you can call me and say I was wrong, and that's fine. But you wouldn't have this tone today if you didn't think that was a different game that he played yesterday compared to every other game he's played this year.
Some response to what you said, and I agree with you 100%. Everything you said is accurate. He does need to be a player. My only issue with what it was, I don't think coaching was telling him. People kept making it seem like he didn't want to go on the center or he didn't want to throw over the middle. I think if he was corrected, he's humble enough to do that. But I don't think he was being coached up that way. That's what I kept saying. I said, if they coach him up and tell him the right way to play, I don't have a doubt in my mind that he's willing to listen to redirection and take the advice. And he did it. He did it, right?
Well, can I ask you this, JT?
Yeah, he had to do it, JT, because they pointed out to him on film multiple times where guys were open had he just gone through his progressions. Like, here's the thing. Here's what I'm saying. It's not as if all of a sudden the Eagles started running routes with receivers across the middle of the field. It's up to the quarterback to go through his progressions and deliver the ball in those certain areas. So what happens is that you go back on film and you watch previous weeks and you're saying, well, man, you can see this guy open right here. Had you just come off of AJ, maybe you see this guy here open. You see that guy open. So now Jalen isn't necessarily fixated on getting the ball just one place. I believe he's actually going through his progressions. He waited on AJ for that third down pass across the middle of the field. Like, he didn't – he went through his other progressions and AJ was on the backside. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen, I agree with everything you're saying, but how many times you seen on sideline when he make a bad pass, you see my post like, yo, that's not it. That's not it. It was right here. This was supposed to go right here. You don't see a lot of that happening in the game. Now, they might do it off the field where we can't see it, but during the game, how many times you see people pull him aside and redirect them like, yo, that wasn't it. Right here is where you're supposed to go.
I mean, I would think he talks to Kellen Moore after every single drive.
Well, and here's the other thing. Appreciate the call, JT. Here's the other thing. Everybody is different with coaching. I don't know this for certain. I don't know if Jalen likes to be coached on the sideline like that.
Sure.
Like, sometimes it's more or less like, just leave me alone. Let me figure it out. You know what I'm saying? He may not want somebody in his ear or in his face after every series.
Which is fine, by the way.
But you had better play well
right.
when you don't want that sort of correction and coaching during the game.
And I will never know the answer to this, but I refuse to believe that Kellen Moore got here and decided he wasn't going to do the things that he did in other places.
It made him successful.
That made him successful.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Now, what I'm not saying is Jalen refused to do it. I don't think that happened. But he clearly –
Didn't prefer to do it. Like, it's okay to say that. It's okay to say Jalen has accepted a larger role in a more expansive or extensive look into the playbook where he's willing to try some things that he may not necessarily be comfortable with. And saying, you know what, this isn't just about what I'm comfortable with. This is what's for the betterment of the team. This is going to help Saquon be a better runner. This is going to help our play action game. This is going to give the coach a more in-depth, he has the ability to go deeper into his playbook as opposed to being limited to the only 10 to 15 plays that he likes running. You can get deeper into the playbook with some of this stuff. I think a fullback is in there right now.
The The thing that stood between Ben Simmons and being a Hall of Fame player is acknowledging what he wasn't good at. Mm-hmm. And what he continued to tell everybody is like, look at me. Look at how successful I am. How successful I am. Even though there were other things that everyone in the world saw that he could do better, he looked and he said, but I'm an all-star. Mm-hmm. But I have this many assists. And you know what? One day you wake up and your opportunity to get better has passed you by. And I applaud Jalen Hurts for acknowledging, obviously, that there were things that he could do better to not only make the team better, but make him better
as well.
You know what
it took, though, Spike? You know what it took? It took him not succeeding for 4 weeks, though.
Right, yes.
It took him getting his back beat in, for 4 weeks at the quarterback position. He led the league in turnovers through the first 4 weeks. So he had to eat a little humble pie. Talking about you eating humble pie.
Sure.
No, Jalen had to eat a little humble pie going into the bye week. And that's why he's more willing to sit down with the head coach and come to a meeting of the minds. Because you know what? Doing it the way I want to do it isn't working. Isn't working. I'm out here looking like I'm the worst quarterback in the league. And maybe I need to accept a little bit more coaching and be a little bit more humble and embracing different things that can help the team out in its entirety. Like, and that's what I think Jalen, what happened for Jalen over the bye week, is it that he had a nice little epiphany that says, you know what? It ain't been working the way that I've been doing it for 4 weeks.
Might as well try something else.
Might as well try something different.
Coming up at 3:15, Nick Sirianni speaks. We will hear if Elliot gets the first question. And coming up next, a beautiful montage of highlights to get you hyped up from yesterday's game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.